Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on February 23 regarding Ivan, IVAN, Nieves, NIEVES, dash, Garcia, GARCIA. Ivan Nieves Garcia claims to have injured his right hand at work on 8-5-20. Previous history and intake information was obtained via our bilingual medical assistant slash scribe. Mr. Nieves asserts he injured his right hand when lifting up a plastic box. Appeared he did have surgery on the hand on 10-26-20. Appeared he completed his course of active treatment on 10-15-21. Period. Paragraph, as per the records, medical records provided, he was seen by Dr. Katzman, K-A-T-Z-M-A-N, on 9-4-20. He gave a history that he was moving some boxes at work on 8-5-20. One of the boxes had books, but he was lifting it up and he felt a sudden pull in his hand and immediate numbness and tingling in his hand along with pain. Period, he is right hand dominant. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Katzman diagnosed right carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, traumatic injury to the right hand, comma, as well as right hand numbness involving the thumb, index, and long fingers. Period. He ordered electrodiagnostic study and prognosticated that the petitioner would likely need carpal tunnel release surgery. Period. On 10-21-20, he was seen by Dr. McCormick, M-C, capital C-O-R-M-I-C-K. Period. This was for preoperative low back surgery. Period. There was no description of issues with his hand, such as carpal tunnel syndrome or impending surgery. Period. He was cleared for the low back surgery. In a paragraph on 10-26-20, Dr. Katzman performed right carpal tunnel release. Appear the post-operative diagnoses were right hand numbness, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, as well as right hand grip weakness. Period. Mr. Nieves followed up post-operatively on 5-25-21. When he was seen by Dr. Pello, P-E-L-L-O, period, he commented the petitioner would be scheduled for a repeat right wrist surgery, period. An updated EMG of the right upper extremity was going to be carried out. Period. He continued to see Dr. Pell, who recommended Neurontin, noting he was diabetic and that may slow down his healing time and his improvement. Period. Actually, that visit was with Dr. Katzman. Period. New paragraph on 5-25-21, the petitioner was seen at a chiropractic center. Period. His pain in the right wrist and hand remained unchanged since his previous visit. Period. He had daily bouts of symptoms as a direct result of an 8-5-20 work-related accident. Period. They then instituted a course of chiropractic treatment and several modalities, but this was rendered 3-6-1-21, period. Make that 7-8-21, period. Physical exam. He reported he's getting treatment for both shoulders on his own in the form of physical therapy. Period. He did not sustain any injuries to the shoulders. Period. Extremities upper spectrum revealed a healed Right bulbar wrist scar consistent with his carpal tunnel release, but there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared to be tender to palpation posteriorly at the right shoulder, but there was none otherwise. Thrust of that is normal, hands, wrist, elbows normal, and cervical normal. Impressions on 8-5-20. Ivan Nieves Garcia reportedly injured his right hand, lifting a box of books while at work. Period. He was seen by Dr. Katzman on 9-4-20, who anticipated carpal tunnel release surgery would be necessary. But this was, in fact, conducted on 10-26-20. Period. He then followed up with Dr. Katzman and Dr. Pello post-operatively through 6-18-21. Period. Also received chiropractic treatment through 7-8-21. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found he had full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period. For vocative maneuvers were negative for compression neuropathy at the median nerve. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. In paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. And his underlying diabetes is a risk factor for him to develop such a peripheral neuropathy. Period. End.